This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emma Vandenhainde. Violent crimes in Arizona remain higher than the national average, according to the latest data from the FBI. The national rate rose 4.6%, but the rate in Arizona rose by almost double that. Homicide was up by 40% in Arizona. That's according to Andy Edmiston, who directs government affairs for the National Association of Police Organizations. Edmiston is calling for action on the Victim Act. The bipartisan bill would allocate $100 million a year for the next decade for police agencies. There has been no movement since it was introduced, but the bill's lead sponsor, Florida Democrat Val Demings, says its 30 co-sponsors are, quote, laser-focused on getting it passed. Pascua Yaqui Chairman Peter Yucupicio urged a House Transportation Subcommittee this week to include tribes in the federal infrastructure program. He was one of several tribal members outlining their water infrastructure needs during a hearing on the Water Resources Development Act of 2022. That bill would fund many water projects across the country. In the meeting, Yucupicio said that some tribes are having trouble accessing the funding and asked to receive notice of available funds to tribes before deadlines pass. The Phoenix Suns and the Mercury have a brand new mural at Footprint Center in downtown Phoenix. It's one of nearly 30 murals that will go up in Phoenix to honor Black History Month. As Cronkite News' Justin Torin explains, the mural commemorates African-American athletes from Arizona.
The mural outside the Footprint Center features a bevy of Black athletes from the past and the present. Icons such as Larry Fitzgerald, Skylar Diggins-Smith, and Brittany Griner are now painted on what looks like a massive garage door near the entrance to the center. The athletes frame the words, "I am Black History." The artists hope that the mural offers inspiration to young Black individuals across the Phoenix area. Lucretia Torva and Jennifer White designed and painted this mural. Torva says it has meaning for her and the entire community.
Everybody deserves the same, access to everything in the country?
Torva says the mural took just over a week to finish.
It was important to have it done on time, that's for sure. And to the absolute best of my ability. So fortunately there was enough time to do it so that I could concentrate on each figure and get it done on time.
The mural represents a fight that has been going on for much longer. Sandra Bassett is the president and CEO of the West Valley Arts Council. She says the Black community continues to experience adversity, and she hopes that this mural will help educate people about the role Black athletes have had.
What we hope that it does is that the community at large will get a chance to learn more about famous African Americans in history and what they've contributed to the community, that it will encourage more communication and understanding, increase education and awareness, and most of all, bring people together so that people can come down together and see these different murals and experience something incredible in art. So it's about community.
And the Phoenix Suns and the Mercury are a big part of this city's community.
Traditionally, barriers are being broken down, and we don't always see them. But when a sports figure breaks down a barrier, increases an opportunity, it is publicized nationally. It's in the papers, in the TV, on radio, and everything.
This idea of having athletes use their platforms to promote social activism continues to grow. Bassett says the players for the Suns and the Mercury are at the forefront.
That's why we selected these people, because of their great accomplishments, their barrier-breaking activity, and we know that the community will be able to engage with these people that they've seen and known for many years.
Bassett and the founder of the Black History Month mural project, Gisette Knight, worked together to get the spot for the mural at the Footprint Center.
So when it came time for the mural, this was a natural place to stop first. Highly visible area, great walls, great support from the Phoenix community.
The painting of the athletes, which includes Larry Fitzgerald, Brittany Griner, and Skylar Diggins-Smith, now has a home at the Footprint Center. But it won't be the only mural you'll see put up this month to celebrate Black history. There will be another 27 murals located around the valley. Justin Torres, Cronkite News.
The Phoenix City Council in 2020 denied a request to paint a Black Lives Matter mural on a downtown street. That rejection led to the Black History Mural Project. The Shining Light Foundation started the project last year to educate and empower Arizonans. We had help today from Emily Sasha, Camila Pedrosa, Hope O'Brien, and Justin Torres. Also, thanks to Kirsten Dorman, who produced today's show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm Emma Vandenhende.